Okay, today is Tzadik Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're on Tzadik Amud Beis. We're by the new Mishnah, by the new Perek. Perek Hamatznia, says the Holy Mishnah. Hamatznia, if somebody hides away, it means to carry. Why did Gemara use a funny lashon of Hamatznia, to hide away, what it means to carry? In the ensuing Gemara, you'll get the answer. Hamatznia, somebody hides away and carries, lizera, a seed. Right? He carries away a seed. Something to seed. Uladugma, or for an example, to show somebody. Ularefua, or if it's medicine. Vahotzi b'Shabbos, and you carry on Shabbos. Chayev your chayev b'chol shehu, with any amount. In other words, while we already said that a seed has a different shear, it was either five seeds or to plant a certain amount of tevuah, a stalk, whatever it is, if you subjectively use it for something else, then you've given it chashivas, and since you've given it chashivas, the shear is a kashu. Okay. So Tosva says, the bottom Tosvas, Tema L'ri. L'ri asks, you know, we had this already. L'mai itzrich l'misni le. Why did the Mishnah have to write this? Hatani lechad zimnet or beperek lagadol. We already had it like 2 weeks ago, right? It says v'she'eno kashil hatznia. If it's not something that is not universally accepted to be a shear like that, ain't a chayev el hatznia. Only the one who did that is chayev. In other words, I'm machshev the one seed because I need medicine. Then I carry that. I'm chayev. You don't. So you're not. Why is it repeated? So Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos Yontif says. Tosfos even kasha. He tells us himself wrote on Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, the very first, that the Mishnah from Mishnayos many times will repeat something, Bekitzer, that already was Ma'irach somewhere else. Or, not Kasha. Many times you have Mishnayos say that again. They say the same thing again. Okay. Says the Rashba, this exception to the rule of Hotzah doesn't apply by food. Well, I'm going to be eating. I'm on a diet. I'm not eating a grogris. I'm going to eat a little bit less than that. I'm going to carry less than that. You're not chayev. You gave a chashivas. My food is objective standards. My food is objective. Okay, that's why the Rashba says the Mishnah didn't say kol hamatznia b'kol shehu. Anytime you will give a chashivas, it's a kol shehu because it's not true. Why? Food's an exception. You have to give examples. Why? Because food doesn't count. That's why we couldn't say any item is a kol shehu. Because it's not food. So I just said, it jives very, very well. The objective shear is whatever it is. Paper, whatever it is. Ink, whatever it is. A quill, whatever it is. The objective shear. You have now subjective shear, then it'll change. Not food. Okay, next. V'chol Adam eino chayev alav ela kishiyuro. Everybody else is only chayev if they carry out the requisite shear. Chazar, let's say you change your mind. Vechniso, and then you bring it in. Ein chayev el kashiro. You're only chayev for the shear. Right? Because now you've no longer given it any chashivas. Very simple. Says the Gemara. Lamale lemisti hamatznia. Why does it have to say a funny word hamatznia? Listni hamotzi. Hamotzi, carry out. Hamotzi. Hamotzi, lezera, ledugma, lerefua, chayev kolshu. Why is it a kind of funny word hamatznia? Amar Abaya, Hacha Mayaskinan, the case is like this. Listen to this. Kigon, Shetznia, you designated it for a certain purpose. Vishachach Lama Hitznia. Then you forgot why. Your wife told you, I need one seed for something, give a chashivas, and you carry. What am I even carrying this for? This is such a small thing. I forgot. Bahashta, Kamapakle Stama. So when you carry it out, you're carrying it on stamzai. You have no kavana to be machshev a smaller shear because you forgot. Now the tema, I would have thought betule batla machshavto. Your machshav is batal. Kamash malan. kala osi al das mishanhu osi, that you're acting on your first intentions. In other words, matzniya doesn't really mean to carry, it means to hide away. To hide away, to store away. So I stored away one seed. Why? I need it for the medicine. Shear's too small, but I'm master of it. Then my wife told me, bring it over there to what's his name. Why am I carrying it? I don't even know what I need. I don't even know why. Forgot. She never told me. Forgot. So I would have thought that's not a problem. Why? Because shear's too small. No. You initially, you were matznia it. You stored it away. You hid it away. It's enough of an objective. It's enough of a subjective shear that the shear changed. If that's true, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Michayev Haya Reb Meir. I'm sorry. Even if you carry one seed for planting, so pshita, isn't that obvious? Kol shehu tanan, says kol shehu, right? Any amount. Ma'adatema, I would have thought kol shehu when it says the word any amount, it doesn't mean any amount. What does it mean? It means anything less than a grogeres. Lafuki mi grogeres. It means smaller than a grogeres. Ula olam ad kizayis, but at least it has to be the size of a kizayis, which is a shear that we know elsewhere in the Torah, Kamash Malan. No. It could even be one seed, even though that's smaller than a kezias. Okay?
What did it say, you machshav, in terms of the way you have to store away, actually? Or
It's just a way to demonstrate that you're machshav it. That's all it is. That's what Abai answered that, right? Even though you stored it away for a reason, you forgot the reason, it's still considered being stored away.
Unless you don't store it away. Your wife says, I want to bring it to my friend.
I
need this little piece of...
Right. Him. So then it may be you are chayv, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So Maskevlo, Vitruk, Breder of Yehuda, Elviata, if all that is true, so then you can have the other way around. Chishev, Lahotzi, Kol Beso. I want to take out all my furniture, everything I have, and put into the street. So, Hachanami, Deloma, Chayv, Hatamakav, Lakule. So since I'm only machshiv the whole house at one shot, I'm not going to be chayiv unless I carry out the whole house. But my piano, I'm not going to be chayiv for carrying because it didn't come with the tape, with the bench. The bench is still in the house. Is that possible? So Gemara says no. Hasam butler died to eitz l'kol adam. That no, your das is butler. A piano has objective chashivas. Well, I'm not machshiv it until crazy. That's crazy. Kavana only goes so far. Your kavana can go to give chashivas something small. Why? Because it has chashivas. They do use it for medicine. It does have chashivas. I want to show a sample of the little patch to my interior designer. That is too small. It does have chashivas. So then you're going to be chayev. All the way around, that doesn't make any sense. The other way around is crazy. Right? Well, I don't give chashivas to a piano. To a couch. Only two couches. That's crazy. Right? That's crazy. Okay. V'chol Adam, ein chayavin alav ela kishi uro. That every other person, the shear is a shear. Right? The shear is a shear. So if you need the medicine, for you, you'll be chayav. I won't be. Why? It's not the shear for me. Right? So by the way, masnitzin de lo kurebi Shimon ben Elazar. This can't be like Shimon ben Elazar who held that there's such a thing as transferred chashivas. D'tanya, klal amar b'shem ben Elazar, kol she'eino kasha lahatznia. If something is not really the right shear, the ein matznian kamohu, and nobody uses such a tiny shear, it's not normal, the hokshir lazeh, but this person, for whatever reason, needs it, v'hitznio, and he did store away a tiny shear, uba achar v'hotzi, that Reuven did that, and now Shimon comes along and carries it out. Nitzchayev zeh b'machshavto shel zeh. Shimon will be chayev for Reuven chashivas. Now our Mishnah didn't say that. Right? Mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah said that everyone else is not chayev. Right? So this our Mishnah can't be him. Okay. Amr of Rava, Amr of Nachman, hoti ki grogris la'achila. If you carry out a grogris because you want to eat it, what's the shear for food? A grogris. So you carry it out because you want to eat it. Then v'nimlach alel lezriya. Then you change your mind. And now you want to use it for a seed to plant. So, inami or lezriya. You carry out a grogris because you want to plant it. Then v'nimlach alel la'achila. Then you change your mind. So you know what? That looks really good. I'm going to eat it. Chayiv, you're chayiv. So pshita, that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because you carry out a grogris, right? Zilhacha ikashiura, v'zilhacha ikashiura. No matter how you slice it, you carried out a grogris, right? No matter what you slice, you have carried out a grogris. You chayiv no matter what. So the Gemara answers, well, ma'adatema, I would have thought, be'inan, akira, v'hanacha, b'chad ha'machshava, that you need akira and a hanacha, with the same machshava, kamash v'haleka, and here you don't have that, kamash malan, you don't even, who said you need that? Who said you need that? You don't need that. Okay? Good?
Okay.
Okay, now listen to this kasha that Rava's going to ask. Boy Rava, ready for this? Hoti chati grogris lizria. You carry out a half a grogris to use for planting. Right now, are you chayev?
No.
Yes. Right? You're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because it's chashuv to you. V'tivcha, and it blows up. Not blows up. It grows. It expands. Then, v'nimlach aleha l'achila. Nice. Ooh, got so nice and plump. Now I'm going to eat it. Mahu, what's the din? Im timtzalomar, going back to the case before, hasam hu demechayev, where we said you are chayev. Why? The zilhacha ikashira, the zilhacha ikashira. Because when you carry out a full grogris, no matter what your intention is, whether it's to eat or to plant, and no matter what you change your mind to, you had the right shear. You had a grogris. That's the best shear of all. Ah, you change your mind to plant, or you change your mind from plant to plant. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Why? Because a grogris is a shear for both. It's a shear for eating, a shear for planting. Here, hacha, here, kivan de be'idna de afke, when you took it out, lo have a be'shir achila. It wasn't big enough to eat. Why? It was only a half a grogris. It expanded while in the sun. Lo mechayev. You're not chayev for that. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, kivan de ilu ishtik. Had you kept quiet, had you not made it complicated, v'lo chashav aleha, and you didn't change your mind and say, ooh, now it looks so good, now I want to eat it. You didn't say that. Mechayev amachshava dizviya, you would be chayev for the planting machshava, right? In other words, you took it out half a grogris with the intent to plant. Had you not changed your mind, you'd be chayev. Why? It's big enough for Zriya. And the fact that it expanded is irrelevant. Right? Hasidah mechayev. So now you should also be chayev, even though you changed your mind, how it expanded also. V'im tim salomar. And if you want to say, kivin de ilu ishtik, had he remained quiet? V'lo chashev aleha. And he not thought to change his mind. Mechayev amachshava dizriya, he would be chayev for the machshava of zriya, right? Hashtanami mechayev, so now you're chayev. Now anyway, how about the following case? Hotzi ki grogris lachila, you took out a grogris to eat, v'tzamka, and now it shrunk. V'nimlach olehel lezriya, now you changed your mind. I'm not eating that. I wanted a grogris. I don't want this shriveled up thing, right? But now I'll use it to plant. Now, mahu, what's the din? Hacha, vadai ki ishtik amachshava kamaisa lo mechayev. If you stick with your original kavana, you're not going to be chayev. Why? It's not a grogris. It shrunk. You're not chayev. Oh, Dilma, wait. Basar hashtos linen. Right now, it's big enough to plant. Umechayev. And you're chayev for that. V'im tim tzalomar. Basar hashtos linen umechayev. Right now, I have two things why I'm chayev. Number one, it's big enough to plant. And number two, I want to plant it. I changed my mind. So if that's true, hotzi ki grogris l'achila, what if you take out a grogris to eat? V'tzamka, and then it shrivels up. V'chazar v'tafcha, and then it goes ahead and re-expands. Mahu, what's the din now? Yesh dichui le'inyin Shabbos, or ein dichui le'inyin Shabbos? Is there such a concept as dichui when it comes to Shabbos, or not? What does that mean? We'll see in a second. And the answer is teku. The whole thing's a teku. What does that mean, dichu for Shabbos? Says Rashi, yesh dichu. Mashra chasra bentayim. The fact that it got small in between, right? It was big, small, big. That it got small in between. Ilu anacha bahi shaita. Had you put it down at that point, lo mechayev. You would not be chayev. Why would you not be chayev? It's not big enough. So, miyam rinan, do we say, Torah's dichui. There's a concept called dichui. What does dichui mean? Dinidche lo mechayev chatas. You've been removed, you've been set aside from mechayev chatas. Ubatlele akira. And the akira is batal. Vechihadar tafcha. And now that it got blew up again, the hinicha, and now you put it down, have anicha below akira. It's a hanicha without an akira, and you're not chayef for that. A classic case of dichi is like this. Let's say you have a shofar, and you're going to use it for Rosh Hashanah, right? And somebody turns that shofar into an avodah zarah. They're going to worship the shofar. So can you use that shofar now? No. You cannot use that shofar now, right? Why? You cannot have enough from avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah. What if now the avodah zarah goes away somehow? The guy's mevatel it, or he renounces, whatever it is. So can you use it now? 5 minutes ago, I couldn't use it. It was dichui. So if it goes away, can it get reinstated or not? So it's a big sugi and shas called dichui. Does that apply here? The answer is teku. Okay?
You finally got a really good question. You can't get an answer. The first really good question you have.
Is
machshava change each time as it changed signs?
Right. I think so. Right.
How do you give, in general? Amazing. How do you give a straw on the akira and the anacha?
I think so.
Give it both. You have to watch a guy do.
Yeah, if you carry something from here to there, you're gonna get punished. If you carry something, you pick it up, walk over there, put it down, you're gonna be chayav. Why many Rav Amir of Nachman? Listen to this question. Zarak kezayis truma lebeis tamei mahu. You throw a kezayis of truma into a house already tamei. Now, the halacha is that food, the shear of truma for food is not a kezayis. It's a kebeta. The shear of carrying on Shabbos is not a kezayis. It's a grogros. So I took a kezayis of truma and I threw it into a tamei house. Now, Ma, what's the din? So, Lamai, what's your question? What's the question? Il inyan Shabbos, if the question is, did you carry on Shabbos? You did not carry on Shabbos. Why not? Ki grogeris be'inon. You need a grogeris. Il inyan tuma, if it's regarding whether or not now that stuff tamei, why is that stuff tamei now? Because it went into a tamei house. Kibetza ochem, you know, when it comes to food, and truma, by the way, is food, you need a beta. What's the question? So the Gemara explains, I'm talking about Shabbos. Here's my question. Listen to this question. Ukigon, the ikka pachos mi kibetza ochem, there's already in the house a plate. And on the plate is a little bit less than a kibetza. When this kezayit that I'm throwing in lands on the plate, it'll now give the whole plate a size of a kibetza. You understand? There's a plate in the kitchen. On the plate is food less than a kibetza. Is that food tame? That's the dead body in the kitchen. Is that food tame? No. Why not? It's too small. But when the food I throw lands on the plate, it'll make the plate now have a kibetza. It'll give it the requisite shear, and now the plate will become tame. All the food on the plate becomes tame.
Including what you threw in.
Correct. One chunk of a kibetza of food. Okay?
Why is it combined? It's one's an apple, one's a pear.
So I'm saying it's not that. It's the same thing. It's all the same. It's all the same food. Right? And now it combines. So the question is, if it combines for tumah, does it also combine now for Shabbos? That's the question. Kigon, the ikka pachos mi kebeta ochon. There's less than a kebeta of food in the plate. Vahai mashlimo lebeta. And now, by me throwing in this food, I've given it a beta size. My, what's the din? Midimitztarif l'inyan tumma. Since it now is mitztarif, it combines to give me the shear for tumma. Michayev nami l'inyan Shabbos. Is it also enough of a shear regarding Shabbos? Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Kol l'inyan Shabbos. Kigrogris v'inan. When it comes to Shabbos, we need a grogris. Don't tell me, well, it's big enough for tumma, therefore we're going to throw in Shabbos too. No, it's apples and oranges. Correct, but I've given it such the question is that I've given it chashivas now regarding tumma. Does it also have chashivas now regarding Hilcha Shabbos? It says Tosfos in the bottom Tosfos. Amari, we're just going to read two lines. Delahachi nakat zarak. That's why the question was, if I threw, what if I walk in with it? That wasn't a question. The question was, if I throw, what's the difference? Dafka nak delahachi nakat zarak. Dahashta bahadeh hadadi ka'athin. They happen at the same time. Delo mechayiv le'inyan Shabbos, because you're not going to be chayiv for Shabbos ad dinach, until the food lands on the plate. Why? Ki da'amar b'haperek hamotzi toch gimel rabbanan by hanach agad mashu midrabbanan, it has to be within three avomachnes michi asi toch gimel iki iser Shabbos v'iser tomoleka ad mitzdarif. In other words, what he's saying is, when I throw something, the hanacha is when it lands. But if I walk in with something, the hanacha comes earlier. So the minute I walk into the house, it's considered already, even if you don't stop, it's considered a hanacha with your bonon once I walk in. The mitzdarif doesn't come till it lands on the plate. Therefore, if it's not to use the case of throwing, it would happen at the exact same moment. Since when it lands on the plate, it now has the shear for tumah, is it also considered carrying? That was the question. So Amalei, I'm in the second to bottom line on Tosfos. Amalei, Tinisuha. This is that we answered this question already. Abishal Omer. Abishal says like this: Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, Velechem Aponim, or the 12 breads of every Shabbos. Shiuran, the shear for carrying on Shabbos, is kigrogris. No, this food like every other food. The fact that it's holy food, that doesn't change the shear. Shear food is food. Now wait a minute. Why is that the shear? What's the shear? You know, you're not allowed to carry out food, kudshim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the shear for that? The shear for that is a kazayim. So why is the shear for Shabbos carrying lechem upon him? You're gonna steal lechem upon him on Shabbos. Right? You can take it home. So when you carry out a grogris of that, you're chayav for carrying on Shabbos.
As well.
But when you carry out a kezayis of that, you're chayav for carrying out outside the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you see? Different shiurim. Even though it's the same story. So too, the shiur for tumah and the shiur for Shabbos are not the same. You see, they're not the same. We don't say, well, since the shiur for one is this, the shiur for the other is also this. No. What do we say? Carrying lechem upon him is a grogris. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. They don't compare, they're not the same. Vamai. Why is that true? Lema, say it like this. Midla inyan yotzi, bekizayis, when it comes to shear of yotzi, carrying out, outside the Beis HaMikdash. The kizir is a kizayis. L'inyan Shabbos, not the kizayis. We don't say that at all. Different shiurim. One's a kizayis, one's a grogris. Right? We don't say, since the shear of yotzi is smaller, the shear of hotzah should also be. So we don't say that. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta, how could you compare? Hasam over there, in the over where? By the case of the kachim over here, mid the afke chutz l'chomas hazara. The minute you walk outside the hazara, if so le biyote, you've now violated the din of taking kachim outside. Where are you? You're not in Rishus HaYachid yet. You're not in Rishus HaRabim yet. You're not anywhere. You're in the middle of the Har Bayis. As Shabbos lo mechayiv, but on Shabbos you're not chayiv. Ademapikle le Rishus HaRabim. You have to take it to Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, they don't happen at the same time. So the kasha is not a kasha. Hacha, but over here, as we explained, Shabbos v'tuma, Shabbos and tuma, by you throwing it, v'hadeh dadik asim. They come at the exact same time. What's the story? And that question's not resolved. Okay? It's not a take, it's not resolved. That's it. There's the two dots here. The difference is, take is we don't know what the answer is. And this is, you have many times you have in Shas. There's a question that's not resolved. Now, Chazer v'hichniso, eino chayiv, elo kishiuro, aman tzadik aleph amud beis, by the first two dots. Chazer, right, so you change your mind, and you change your mind, and you bring it in, so now you're no longer giving chashiv with the tiny things. So if you're no longer giving chashiv with the tiny things, the shir goes back to normal shir. So the pshita isn't obvious. Amar Abaya, hacha b'mayeskinan. Here's a case. Kigon shezarko la'otzer. You threw it back into the cabinet. You threw it back into the cabinet, but umakomo nicker. But you know where it is. So therefore, what says Rashi? Amar Abaya, masnisen b'shelo nimlach alav b'feirish. You didn't explicitly change your mind. Ella, rather, shezarko la'otzer impe rosav. You threw it back into the bin. However, it's still recognizable. You know exactly where it is. V'zehu bitul machshava midlo atznil l'chudei. So your machshava is bottle because you didn't store it away anymore. Threw it back into the bin. However, ulam isnayu itzdrach kigon shemakomo nicker. However, you still know where it is. It's in a separate place. Shlonas ariv yafa imshar. It didn't mix very good with the other ones. V'hare hu nicker b'nehem. It's still recognizable. So therefore what? Mal de tema, back in the Gemara. I would have thought, kivin de mekoma nicker b'mulsa kamay sekoi. It really retains its original chashivos. Kamash malon, midizarki la oter, betule batle. Nah, once you threw it back into the bin, your machshav is over. Ah, you know where it is. So maybe you just put it there because you're cleaning up because the guests are coming. No. Once you throw it back in there, your machshav is batal, and then it becomes like a regular person, and the shear is whatever the shear is, not a smaller shear that you gave chashivas to. Okay? Good? Next Mishnah. Told you to stop this. Hamotzi ochlin. If somebody carries out food, and they're in a box, that's the key, they're in a box. The nose, the nost on al haskupa, and you put it on the iskupa, on the stoop. The Gemara is going to say that the iskupa has the din of a karmelis. So you carried from Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis. You're not chayy for that. And somebody else picked it up from the iskupa and carried it to the Rishus Rabb. He's also not chayy for that.
Midoraisa.
No one's chayy. No one did anything. No one did akira. No one did it. So, bein shechazav atzion, bein shotzion acher, whether you pick it up and continue going, or someone else takes it, putter, everybody's putter. Why? Because he didn't do your malacha in one shot. And Rashi says, the malachta babasachas, akira b'makom chiyav. No one did an akira in a makom chiyav. The hanaka b'makom chiyav. And hanaka in a makom chiyav. Nobody did that. Why? Hacha, havale akira mi makom chiyav. Yes, I picked it up in my house. That's a makom chiyav. The hanaka, makom patur. But I put it down in a makom patur. Why is it a makom patur? Because it's a karmelis. V'hadar akire mi makom patur, and then I pick it up from this makom patur. V'anche mi makom chiyuv, and I put it down in a chiyuv place. Therefore, you're not chayiv.
The net result is he did akire and a chiyuv and another.
Doesn't matter. Correct.
Doesn't Rush differentiate between makom patur and karmelis?
Yeah, he doesn't mean here a makom patur a rishur. He means a place where you're not chayiv. Because the Gemara is going to say it to Carmelis. The Gemara is going to say it. Rashi is just giving you a heads up. Now, listen to this one. Kupa, you have a box. Shehi malei peiros. That it's full of peiros. Vinosna al haskupa hachitzona. And you put it in this haskupa, on the stoop. What's in this box? Apples. Afal pi sherov peiros mi bachot. Even though most of the apples are outside already. Right? You have a rectangular box. It's full of apples. 80% of the box is outside. Meaning in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, off the Eskupa. Only 20% of the box is still in the Eskupa. Nevertheless, putter. You still putter. Why? Achiyotzi, it's called Akupa. Until you take out the whole box. Why? Because the Mishnah is going to hold that everything in the box is Meshuvah to the box. The apples are outside already in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? What's Gorim? The box. The box is not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim yet. It's almost in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not quite yet.
And that would be the same as the box
was in Purim. Einachinami. Einachinami. Asks the Sfas Emes, don't we have a din of Rubo Kikulo? If Rove of the apples are outside, why don't you say they're all outside?
What's containing them is inside.
So what?
That
so what? You like this question?
No, the Rove of Kikulo is only something to bring it to Heather.
Who said?
I don't know, that's usually.
Is that true?
I don't know, I'm just thinking here.
Only for Heather? Interesting. That might be true. Like, when do we say Rubo Kikulo? Like Shiva. You said Shiva part of the day, it's the whole day already. The last
right,
day. Right. Rubo Kikulo.
Oh, let's say there's meat. Or
a kos. A kos for Kiddush. Rubo Kikulo, we say. Right? Do we say Rubo Kikulo to make it usher on you? Well, you carried out Rove, so therefore we're going to say carried out the whole thing. Do we say that? So Satan doesn't give that. He doesn't really answer it. He says that since the definition of Otsa means it's got to go from here to there.
Right.
So it doesn't mean Rubo Kikulo. It didn't go from here to there. That's not answering the question. Well, I don't think the question is not even a question. Right? The whole thing's not. Anyway, okay. Now, hiya scoop am I? What kind of stoop is this? Elay my scoop of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then why are you putter? Right? Putter? You putter? Hakamapik, me Rosh Hashanah Yachid, le Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How are you putter? Ella rather, is scoop of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What is the scoop? It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what did I carry? I carried from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Then the guy who picks it up further, he's chayiv. If you carry it further, you're also chayiv. Right? By carrying it from your house to that scoop, but you didn't move, you didn't halachically, it didn't go anywhere. Now, whoever picks it up now is chayiv. Right? So I can't be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Bein shechazar hotzian, bein shehotzian acher, potter? That you pick it up or someone else picks it up, they're putter. Hakamapik me Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why are you putter? Ella, rather, it must be a scoop of caramelist. It's a caramelist. It must be it's a caramelist. Yeah. So Hakamash Malon and the Chiddush is as follows. Taima, the whole reason why you're putter is dinach, the caramelist, because you put it down in the caramelist. Halonach, the caramelist. What if you didn't put it down? What if you didn't put it down? Mechayev. You'd be chayev. Why? Passing over the caramelist, that doesn't matter. Walk through a caramelist. So if you're holding the box and you go straight from your living room, through the house, through the escupa, into the public square, you're chayev. You passed over it. So what? By the way, Benazai says, so what? Masnis in the Loki Benazai. Our Mishnah can't be him, the Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Hamotzi Mechanos Leplatia. If someone carries from a store to the market, to the platya, to the plaza, derech stiv, through the caramelist, chayev, you're chayev. Why not? Ben Azai, poter. Ben Azai is a poter. So according to Ben Azai, you'd be chayev, you'd be poter as well. We don't hold like that. Right? We don't hold like that. We hold, if you're carrying it through the car, what's the difference? Okay. Kupa shehi malaya. A kupa that's full of, what do we say? If the kupa is full of apples, and most of the apples are outside the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim already, 80% of the box is already over the threshold, and most of the apples are there. Just the whole box is not in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim yet. So the Mishnah said you're putter, right? Why? Because the box is gorim, right? Amar Chizkia said lo shanu. That's only true. Ela bekupa malea kishuin udaluin. That's only true if the box is filled with long things, like cucumbers. So there's no cucumber in Rosh Hashanah. Why? The box is a rectangle. the cucumbers are rectangular. They're lying flat in the, you know, in the box. So when 80% of the box is in Rishus HaRabim, 80% of each cucumber is in Rishus HaRabim. There are no cucumbers in Rishus HaRabim. 80% of them are, not all of it. Right? You understand? Because the cucumber is in the box. The box is 80% of Rishus HaRabim. Each cucumber is only 80% of Rishus HaRabim. You got that?
Yeah, oh yeah, because
of correct, because it's lying down.
Cucumber,
correct.
There's not apples are different.
Correct. Apple are different.
Oh,
Aval, Malaya, Chardel. But if it's full of mustard seeds, which are tiny, and 80% of the mustard seeds are in Rishus HaRabim, and they're completely in Rishus HaRabim, says Chris V'Yachayev, you're chayev for that. Why? Why? Alma, what do you see from Chizkiyah? Kasavar, Eged, Kli, Lo Shmi Eged. The fact that they're contained in the box is irrelevant.
You look at the stuff inside.
You look at the stuff. You look at the stuff inside the box separately from the box. The box is 20%. 20% yet still you chayev. 20% still in the Rosh Hashanah.
You need the
Kli
to contain them.
You don't. It's not liquid.
Maybe,
but it will be a pile. Will be a pile of. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, no, I feel him with a putter. Doesn't matter what's in the box, still putter. Alma, what do you see? Eged kli shmei eged. What do you see? That the box is what's gorim. Therefore, as long as the box is still partly in Rishus HaYachid, you're not chayev. The seeds are, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter at all.
So the box itself is mostly in Rishus HaRam, or just
the box is mostly, and since they're little seeds, the seeds are also mostly. Right? So
the
matter.
The box is entirely on the ascupa and the
no, no, no. How's that possible? What is now? Going to shape boxes out.
So if it was a bag, it would be a whole different thing?
Correct. 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 Well, where's the bag? Same story.
Everything's the same story, just one's in a bag and one's in a box.
So it depends. Again, same thing.
Well, box is not a bag.
No, but if but where is the bag? Is the bag half
same
and half?
Same story.
See, have to say, so it'll be the same halacha. Does the bag control, or do the individual items inside control? Same question. So, Amar Abzera, so Abzera says, by the way, Masnith and our Mishnah is the Loka Chitzki and the Loka Rabbi Yochanan. Deka, the Loka Rabbi Yochanan Deka. Our Mishnah is Medayig against both of them. Why? Kidah Chitzkiya said, you would be Chayiv on the mustard seeds, right? But Lo Deka, that doesn't really jive with our Mishnah. Why? Because Diktoni, it said, Achiyotzi es kol hakupa. You're not Chayiv till you take out the entire box. Taima. The kol hakupa, hakol haperos, putter. What about most of the peros? You putter for that. Alma, kasavar eged kli shmei eged. That's against Chizkiyah. Now, but the Mishnah also is against Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Rabbi Yochanan lo deka also not. Diktani, the Mishnah said af al pi shirov peros bachutz. Even though most of the peros are outside. Taima, the answer is the rov peros, hakol peros. What if it be all the peros? Af al gav the eged bekufa. Migavoy, even though they're all in the box, chayev. You'd be chayev in such a case. Alma kasavar eged kli lo shmei eged, which is against the Yochanan. Now the Gemara says elakasha. So then the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah is contradictory. The Mishnah is holding like two different shitas, right? The implications of the Mishnah are contradictory. So Gemara says no. Chizkiyah matar tatamei, Rabbi Yochanan matar tatamei. Chizkiyah matar tatamei, achi etzias kol akupa. Until you take out the whole box, the medav amurim went. That's talking about the kupa malei kishuv v'diluin. That's if it's cucumbers in there. Ava malei chardol. But if it's mustard seeds, the Mishnah is not talking about that. Nasa kimi shahoti es kol akupa v'chayev. Then you'd be chayev. Why? Because 80% of the mustard seeds are in the Rishus HaRabim. And for Yerbiochan Matar Tzatamei, he'll explain the Mishnah like himself. Af al pi sharov peres bachutz. Even though most of the peres are outside, v'lo rov peres bulvat. Not even rov peres. El afilu kol peres potter. You're going to be potter. Ad until shioti es kol hakupa. Until you carry out the entire kupa. Okay? You hear that? You hear that, machlokas? Now,
it's more easy.
What? I didn't say it's easy. I said it's dry. It is easy. It's not hard.
Hard just doesn't make any sense.
Why?
I'm not sure what they're
arguing
about this
entire
time.
I hear you. Hey, Maisie, listen to this brisa. Hamotzi kupas harochlin. If someone carries out a kupa of spices, a box of spices, V'nasna ala skupa chitzona, and you put it in the stoop. Same exact case. Afal pi shirov minin bachutz, even though most of the spices are outside. Potter, your potter, agioti is kol hakupa. Your potter, why you potter? Because the spices are still inside. Because the ba'at is not fully outside yet. Now, by the way, kasal kadaitach bitzrari. We're talking about how are the spices in the box. Which is loose.
With a scoop of chitzona versus a regular scoop.
Same thing.
You're saying it's part of a public domain.
Part of this, yes, outside that scoopa. The scoopa is a little bit of a threshold. The scoopa itself has the status of a caramelist. It's outside. Now, what are these spices? They're loose spices in a box? No. Kasal kadaitach bitzrari. They're bound up. They're tied up in little like bags, you know, like by an offer. Just little bags of spices, right? So kasha lechizkia. It's a kasha on chizkia. Why?
It's the same thing as the chardol.
It's the same thing as the chardol. Same thing. Same. Lechizkia. No. Hachabai eskidim beurnasi. Now we're talking about long sticks of spices. So it's the same thing. as cucumbers. Okay. You hear that? Okay. Mason, you know what? Let's stop here because there's nowhere to stop. So we'll stop here by Masiv of Bibi Barabaya, and we'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.